I didn't hear that, but I felt it. Thank you. Last Sunday, the Reverend Janet Friedlein gave a lesson entitled One Power. And as she reminded us, the Father that lives us, the Creator of all that is, the eternal spiritual power, the one and only power, the very truth of each of us is indeed certain and absolute. And so Scripture reminds us in more than one place, I and my Father are one. One God and Father of all who is above all, and through all, and in you all. No doubt we know that the very basis of our divine science teaching is directly in line with the foregoing scripture, the omnipresence of God. And this scripture is very clear in its message relative to our spiritual heritage and our inseparable being in and of God, our Father. So given our truth teaching, given what the Master Jesus told us, given a sense of God consciousness within, there should be no doubt, absolutely no doubt, about who and what we are in eternal truth. We are more than fleshy beings that come to this world and then die some physical death, and that is that. We are one, eternally in Him. And for by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. But in order to live and to demonstrate the truth of our being, my friends, we must practice the presence of God. Go within in prayer and meditation and maintain a strong faith. Because without realization, without God consciousness at work, the mental, the limited thinking, and the human ego shall become our steering committee out here in the world. And so it is that Reverend Freeline reminded us that in the flesh, during our earthy and temporary experience, mental thought and physical might do serve us. However, Janet also added that when we allow them to dictate our words, deeds, and actions, we have given power where it does not belong. And we must take it back. It was an insightful lesson. So much so that I wrote down a particular sentence. We go to those dark places of life and feel their inevitable consequences. Let me repeat. We go to those dark places of life and feel their inevitable consequences. Now, what and where are those dark places, my friends? And what are the inevitable consequences that we are to feel? How do we end up in such places? Whose fault is it that we find ourselves in such places all too often, sometimes day in and day out? Well, I believe that we know that it is we ourselves that put ourselves in the negative and dark places of life, those unpleasant experiences out here in the world. But you know, all the time, while we were making those decisions that took us to the dark places, there was, has been, and shall always be available to us, within us and of us, that loving presence in one power. The essence of the kingdom within, the truth of our very being. But we were not looking to the light, but rather we were looking the other way, without, to this world. You know, when we were children, starting at an earliest age, we were taught right from wrong. And thus, we also came to know the human's concept of good and bad. Duality. We also learned that there were consequences to be had when we were bad, when we did things we should not have done. Likewise, we discovered that there were rewards to be gained when we did what was expected of us, when we behaved, when we were good kids. When we were bad, we got put in time out. We were scolded. We were chastised. And in some cases, we even got a spanking. However, when we did good, we got praised. We got to play outside with our friends. And there were times when we may have even gotten some candy and some ice cream. Oh, it was good to be good. And by the time we got a bit older, in our adolescent years and further along the way, we took on certain religious beliefs, and many of us started attending this or that church. It was at church, and through our home lives, and through our experience with the world at large, that we, and man in general, formulated and held true to personal concepts of God. And for many, they came to accept and hold to a concept of some God that was separate and apart from them, somewhere far away in a distant place, a God that judged them, a God that rewarded the good but punished the bad. And so out here in the human mental world of personalities, the human world of the flesh, we have a multitude of individuals of various religions that stand firm in the belief of two designated and opposing places that are in the so-called hereafter. Yes, those good followers of this or that faith, those that adhere to religious mandate, and those that do good out here in the world, after the human death, get to go to an eternal utopia. In particular, within most Christian denominations, this amazingly wonderful and peaceful place where angels flutter about and all is well is known as heaven. But what about those so-called heathens, those bad people who commit sins, those people who don't say their prayers, those that have left this or that religion and God concept and have converted to another religion, another belief? What awaits these individuals after their so-called human death? Well, as certain doctrines would have it, these people too go to an eternal hereafter. But it's a very unpleasant place of constant punishment, where the soul of the so-called bad person burns in an eternal hell, a place managed and operated by none other than our old friend, the devil himself. My friends, is grace not ours? Are we not blessed to be in the wonderful realization of our truth, of our oneness, our being in a loving and forever giving Father? Are we not blessed in the knowledge that whatever God is, we are? That we are perfect spiritual beings, and through grace, we have all that the Father has? Are we not blessed that the Master walked this earth a little over 2,000 years ago, teaching us of our truth, reminding us that we are children of the Most High, that like Him, we too are individual Christs? So let us give thanks for this reassuring message. You are my beloved child, in whom I am well pleased. My friends, it is virtually impossible for us to be anything other than that which we already are. And how blessed are we to know that He that lives us, our Father, never leaves us, never turns away from us in spite of whatever we might do out here in the world, because He is the all in all, and there is none else. And we are the individualized expressions of God, always. And although during our lives out here in the world we may come from time to time, turn away from His light, the world of error, He is within always. And the kingdom of heaven, that God consciousness, remains ours when we die to some human ego. The old man must go and go within to the stillness to seek Him and Him alone. And regarding those so-called hereafter places, let us rejoice in the loving message and assurance of the following scripture. Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and that right hand shall hold me. So, here we are at this point in our lesson this morning, where we ask ourselves, and where we have to be honest with ourselves, do I believe, do you believe, in a hereafter where bad people are consumed in a burning lake of fire, in an opposite pleasant place where only good people go after the flesh? Do you still hold to some belief in some God that punishes the bad but rewards the good? Think about it. My friends, if our answers are yes to any of these questions, we know not the truth of our being. And we have a sense of separation from God. And if this be the case, we shall never be at real peace, nor shall we know true love, true abundance, true health, and true joy. While preparing for this lesson, I read a number of articles and papers, some of them quite comical, to be honest. But they addressed the worldly topics of those afterlife places called heaven and hell. And in particular, I discovered a paper that reads, and I agree, it is time to take a long, hard look at our concepts of heaven and hell. What I, the author, call heaven and hell are not places in time and space. We do not go to them, nor are we sent to them. They are simply states of consciousness, determining our day-to-day experiences. And about this, John Milton wrote, "The mind is its own place, and in itself can make a heaven of hell and a hell of heaven." Over the years, many doctrines of heaven and hell have been developed through the mind of man, and most of us have been exposed to some misconceptions in our lifetimes and carry false impressions in our minds, as do our loved ones. But the truth of the matter is, the doctrine of hellfire is totally, fully inconsistent with the Master Jesus' life and His teachings. Jesus asks us to forgive our brethren, even if they sin against us 70 times 7. If the Christ expects us to behave in this loving way, God cannot be different. There would be something undivine in this so-called God if he was responsible for an everlasting punishing fire. God is omnipresent. God is good and only good. God is love and only love into eternity, as are we. Historically speaking, we find that the belief in hell and in a personal force of evil originates not in the scriptures, but in primitive beliefs of time gone by. There lurked deeply in the savage mind the sense of an evil will working behind all people. And this errant consciousness carried over to some biblical writers. Let's face it, it even resulted in untold numbers of so-called evil individuals being burned at the stake or losing their heads. And my friends, since we are addressing the falsity of an afterlife hell, what about that so-called bad guy? You know the one I'm talking about. The guy with the horns, pitchfork, that so-called bad guy called the devil. He's mentioned in the Bible, isn't he? Well, the word devil and Satan signifies nothing more than the mass of errant human thoughts that have been built up in man's limited consciousness through many generations of earthly experiences. The consciousness of error that is crystallized into what may be termed as human personality or the carnal mind. This is the mind of the man that lives in limited sense consciousness, that knows not of his spiritual being, his perfect heritage, and his eternal truth. Such errant thoughts belong to the state of mind of that man that lives in darkness. And such errant thoughts are known metaphysically as the devil or Satan. Let us hold true to the truth of our being, one in and of the one and only power, our Father within. The Bible teaches that life is the expression of principle, God principle. And so, we in this wonderful teaching of divine science even offer a basic course that specifically points to the one principle, the one God within and of all individuals everywhere, omnipresent and eternal. And when it comes to so-called human death, we hearken to the words of Scripture, my friends. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? And also, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Scripture is beautiful, is it not? But we know the truth. Wonderful message that we get from our Father. My friends, when we know our truth, when we live in harmony with God consciousness, with principle, we experience a vitality of spirit that works in us as our own joyous life, and in purity and in inspiration. When we practice the presence of God within us, about us, of us, when we go into the silence and prayer and meditation, when we feel and realize within the amazing love, protection, warmth and power that is of us, that is us, it is then that we are in heaven. God consciousness. It is then that heaven and the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, a state of God consciousness is felt by all who have realized. And so it is that heaven can be experienced now, right this very minute, here on earth, this very day. Or we can turn away from our truth. We can look to the mental and material world outside of us. And for certain, I can tell you for certain, we shall soon experience a consciousness that includes hell. It is our choice as we have dominion. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. So how can any individual who says in one breath that he really knows God say in another breath that there exists a power that is the total opposite of God? How can that be? No, this individual knows not of the eternal truth of the loving Creator within and of him, the source of his very being. My friends, throughout this lesson, we have heard the word all. All. And all means just that. For all that is in heaven and in earth is thine. Thou art exalted as head above all. And so there remains no room for the consideration of any other so-called power, with opposing dimensions and opposing characteristics. God is all, and besides him, there is none else. I was reading an article, I could say, when I was researching for this lesson, and I also ran across a paragraph where a gentleman says, Christianity is a dead-end street. Let me repeat that. Christianity is a dead-end street until it catches clearly the message of our brother, the Master Jesus, concerning the truth, the divinity of man, and the kingdom of heaven within him. In spite of appearances, there are no bad people out here causing all of man's problems. And in spite of what the unenlightened human mind tries to tell us, there are only good people, each individual a child of God, who is unaware of his goodness, who lives in darkness, and is expressing himself incompletely. His errant ways serving as a concealment of the good that in truth is of him and all of God's children. Now is the time of salvation. The day of so-called judgment, by the way, is not a time when some of us will find ourselves sent to some place called hell for eternal punishment, but rather it is a constant process of spiritual tabulation in which the angels, the godly good thoughts of our minds, are separated from the negative thoughts, and we make up for any human error and deficits. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principles, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. As we go about our day to day, today, and into the week that follows, let us take time to go within, my friends, to go within and rest in the eternal love of our ever-present Father, knowing that all that He is, we are, and that in Him, the kingdom of heaven is always at hand. So we make this lesson practical today and into the future. Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please close your eyes. Sit comfortable in your seats. Be still, knowing that He that is forever in the midst of thee is greater than anything that can ever come to you out here in the world. Be still. Listen to the still small voice that is saying, take time for me. Turn to me. Have no fear, as you are forever one in me, and I in you. You are my beloved child, made in my image and likeness, immortal and eternal spirit that has no beginning nor end. Fear not. Take no thought of anything out here in the material world of limited human mind that presents itself as a power over you. But there is but one power, and that is your loving and only power, the I Am of all. My truth is in and of you. My presence is your sufficiency in all ways and in all things. In me is your entire being. And to the degree you earnestly seek me, I shall answer, and I shall dispel every appearance of darkness, of discord, of so-called illness, and inharmony. Oh, dear God, we have heard you, O Father. And for the awareness of your loving and giving presence that is here now, in all of its glory, in all of its power, O most loving Father, we humbly offer our eternal gratitude and love. Amen. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.